I'm rolling on everything. Jared, you rolling?
I'm rolling.
All right, guys. We have an action-packed episode. We gotta lock in. All right. Everybody just lock in.
Everybody lock in.
Did you guys ever do lock-ins when you were younger?
A what?
The term lock-in?
Like a lock-in was like a field trip, or it was like you got to spend the night somewhere.
That's called a lock-in?
Yeah, like a lock-in.
Maybe we call that a field trip.
I've never heard that as a like a overnight field trip.
Well, we did it for like Cub Scouts, and we would do these like, yeah, excursions as the Cub Scouts with other troops. And we would stay the night at like the Children's Museum. We got to stay the night.
Oh, that's fun.
At like Ripley's.
What are you doing? What are you doing staying the night at a children's museum? What the hell is this?
I you know what? It does sound weird looking
and
back.
And who were the chaperones?
Our dads.
I'll volunteer. Like, whoa. Why are we so excited here?
Yeah, right.
But it was fun. I loved it.
Is this in middle school, high school?
Like, elementary school.
Oh, you were young.
But then okay. I feel like, yeah, we did it in elementary school because that's when I was in Cub Scouts. I never became a Boy Scout, and that's like middle school, high school.
Oh,
but then, like,
that's okay.
Poor youth thing. Groups, I feel like Young Life would do lock-ins where basically you would go to like a local gym or something and they would host it and you would basically stay up all night and
okay
till the break of dawn.
We had, I think the only time I've ever experienced that was that Everglade, the little
our little field trip.
Our magnet program was environmental science. So it was like a section of the school where like Heath and I were in, where we like all of our, like half of our classes were environmental science based. So it'd be either marine biology or, or like a biology, study a plant, just different things that have to do with that. So our big trip was, they took the entire magnet program, different sections though. They like split into groups where we would go all the way. Honestly, Heath, kind of a shitty trip.
It was
like, it was not that, but I think we made it fun because what it turned to at night when we would go to sleep, because they'd put us all in one, wasn't it one giant room? Like, I'm trying to remember.
One big house. And
it was like literally a fraternity.
Boys
there was,
and girls?
Yes, but boys on one side, girls on the other. And then the adults slept in the center.
Okay.
It was pretty much like Love Island.
No way.
Like, yeah,
a hot new
like,
bombshell enters the Everglades.
A hot new gator entered the villa.
Oh yeah, stuff would always like go down on the like overnight field trips. Oh, you know, people start crushing, people start holding hands, just people start admitting things and their feelings for each other that they never have before at school.
Nothing really happened on our trip, but I know on Heath's trip, Heath's little section, what happened with the whole underwear situation? I remember you telling me that story.
Oh.
Hilarious.
Frozen underwear. On the boy side of the house, some of the guys like took this one kid's underwear that he had packed and got it wet, like put it under the sink and then stuck it in the freezer. It's like hard underwear.
Classic.
And you know that was his only pair of underwear too, probably. That's because, you know, we're only staying there for a night, but like you're out there, it's fucking hot, humid. Uh-huh. You're going through the swamp, you're wearing clogs. It's just like...
But like icy underwear with swamp ass, kind of nice.
Yeah, kind of nice. But I would not say it was like... It was very informational. Like we take a tour through the swamp and everyone's just like
slogging.
You're swatting fucking mosquitoes off you. Like it was definitely more for the teachers.
They loved
it. They thought they were doing something with that, but like I don't think we were taking anything home from that. For sure. Mm-mm. I would like to know how many people that went into that magnet program actually went into environmental science as a job. Yeah. I think the only person that went anywhere near that field, and it's not even environmental, is Danny. Yeah.
Was it the whole school had to be part of the environmental sciences? It was like its own little like branch that you could
focus on academically. The big thing is like with magnets, it allows you to go to schools that you're not zoned for.
Yeah.
Right.
So people would just do it just to be able to go to the school.
Correct. That's like how magnet programs work, right?
But I don't think people really cared that it was based on, you know, marine biology or like having to do with that.
Knowing my experience, we like a lot of the same people, a lot of our friends were going to the same school. Like I knew a few of my friends were going to the same school and like that's like the only friends I had. So I was like I was fighting to get into that magnet.
Because Zane writing his letter, I'm just dying to learn about these trees, please.
Some environmental science. Yeah. So you have to,
you have to get the grades. You have to, and you have to like be accepted into the magnet program. And you know, some people didn't get accepted.
Yeah,
and, like, that sucks because like when you know all your friends are going there, but the only way to get in is in this program. It's like, damn it. Okay. And then if you didn't get like where our zone was, if you didn't get into there, you have to go to Plantation High.
Okay.
So
our high school system, every school had its own like focus. Like one high school, if you wanted to do radio, television, film, they had their own like full on TV movie studio and stuff there. Ours was law and criminal justice. Mm. So we had like an actual court in our school.
Whoa.
For like kids to learn how just going to how the court system is like and stuff, and do simulations of like civil suits and stuff, and they would do forensic programs. Like kids would like pose for like fake dead bodies and stuff.
Oh,
and that's fun.
That sounds awesome.
It was pretty cool. But yeah, every school had its own like thing you could focus on, but I didn't do the
we planted propagules. So
yeah, what's propagules? He's very good.
What's a thank propagule? You.
It's like a little mini like plant thing
baby little mangrove type little seed thing.
Oh, yeah. Those Florida things.
Yeah, it's very Florida.
You always see them like on the ground out in Florida down by the Everglades and the marshes.
They thought we gave a shit about any of this. Oh God, remember those a few teachers, they were like obsessed. Like all the teachers in the magnet program.
As they should be.
As they should be, yeah. But it was just like you could tell all the students were just like like no,
wrap it up.
What was weird is we had like a whole tilapia tank in the back. Do you remember that?
Y'all had real tilapia like fish at your school?
Wait, which teacher? Behind
Jacoby's class, like on the outside.
Yes.
Those tanks. There was a bunch of like propagules inside like the water, but then there was like also like fish.
They really made that section of the school look like super like crazy because it was like, oh, we want, because they would invite different people. Remember Jacques Cousteau's son?
Mm-hmm. What?
Jacques Cousteau's son.
Oh, that's very cool. I mean, he's like the most iconic oceanographer, marine biologist of all time, right?
Yeah, so it was like, they wanted to impress people like that.
And, you know, and our teacher was sitting there like this.
Ooh, she was biting her lip. Mm-hmm.
He basically invented the scuba tank, right? Didn't Jacques Cousteau do that?
Something, yeah.
I know, like, Life Aquatic of Steve Zissou, the Wes Anderson film, is, like, kind of based the aesthetics.
Matt, that's
it.
A good Halloween costume. I feel like you could really rock that.
I have always wanted to do that. I've always wanted to have a big group of us as, like, you know, the Life Aquatic characters. It's an easy costume, but you got to have, like, a big group of people.
And imagine recreating that movie poster.
Yes. Oh, sick. Getting a sub. I would love that.
Now you can just get AI to do that. You don't even need to
True.
But yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, let's roll the intro now.
Run it.
Let's run it.
3, 2, 1.
It's coffee talk, baby. Let's go. I honestly don't even know what the hell I was doing. I was like rowing a boat, and then I was like, I had the submarine light. Like,
it
I was underwater.
Good.
Oh, okay. Doing it.
I was that, you know, dude, it's hard since Mariah's been gone. I've been trying to replace her with like the whole Matt and Mariah gig. I'm just trying to like
participate. You're fine.
Yeah. I'm just doing my best. I will never be as good as Mariah, but like, you know, I try my best. All right. Welcome back to Zany Heath Unfiltered, baby. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
And thank you again for coming to another episode. I hope you guys have had a lovely, lovely week.
Seriously, I hope it's been lovely. I'm finally like getting like readjusted. I'm still like jet lagged, but kind of.
Yeah, I'm glad that you finally got to go to China though. It looked beautiful, by the way. Like when that picture that you showed of like the tower, it looks like
The Summer Palace one.
Like just from your room.
Oh, from in Shanghai.
Oh yes. Shanghai. It just looked like you were like it looked like you hopped in a time machine. And you were like 50 years ahead. It was just like insane to see.
Buddy, it felt like I was in a time machine, especially in Shanghai.
That is crazy. That looks like a video game. It just looks like
Shanghai was like New York City, but on steroids.
Yeah.
I think is the best way for me to like truly describe it. It was just this endless metropolis.
What is that building right there?
That is the one? I believe it's called the Oriental Pearl Tower, basically the Pearl Tower. It's, I think, mostly just like kind of an observation deck. It's not
just
like
it's like Eiffel Tower. It's just like you kind of you can go up to the top, look, go
it
down.
It adds a lot to like the landscape of everything or the skyline. But I don't think there are offices in it. And Patricia and I really didn't go in it because the view in our hotel room was like amazing. We were basically eye level to it. So we were like, why should we get in that to see another view?
Yeah.
But definitely I splurged a bit to have that view because it just... Oh, it was just gorgeous looking at it every day.
I think one of my priorities would be to try to get a room that I have a good view of Shanghai like that. What would you say your top like your pros and cons of Shanghai? What did you love and where you were just like, ooh, I don't fuck with this. I'm glad that we don't have this.
Well, great questions. I think the pros I loved about Shanghai was it's similar to what we experienced anytime when we went to Japan and Korea is just their efficiency out there. Mm-hmm. They really have thought of everything. It's a very organized city, especially it's very pedestrian friendly. Mm-hmm. Even like your customer service experience when you just transactions, going into like a restaurant, ordering your food. I swear everything came out like that. We never had cash at all on us. It's a completely like cashless.
Oh, wait, was Japan like that too? I feel like they took a lot of
we had a lot of cash. Apple.
We had some cash on us if we were ever in a pinch, but truly
like
out
for
there.
Caps, yeah.
But with that though, that is a bit of a con because when you are going to China, everything out there is like on a whole different system of apps and everything. Like they don't like have Venmo or really Apple Pay and stuff. Some places have Apple Pay.
Oh, they don't have Apple Pay.
But as Americans, you have to have this thing called Alipay, which is this app, and this is not an ad me talking about it, but it's this like QR code that they either scan or you scan theirs and you pay them like that.
Oh, so it's like Venmo, almost like Venmo. You scan the barcode, pay, boom,
it's just
done.
Like that, very instantaneous.
Oh, and that's like that when you're shopping, when you go to restaurants.
Everywhere.
It's like that. I can't even imagine pulling out my Venmo to pay a restaurant money to feed me. Okay.
So that's how it worked. And also in the app is basically their Uber, which is called DD Taxi. And dude, the Ubers out there, it is crazy how cheap it is. Also just China in general, how strong the American dollar is out there.
Yeah.
For us to go an hour and a half, we like went to this one river town city that was really awesome. I believe it's called Zhujiajiao or Zhujiajia.
Okay, I get it.
And it was like an hour and a half to get there. Guess how much like the Uber
was?
Guess? Yeah, yeah.
Let me guess, $20.
Just about like $25.
That's insane.
$25.
Bro,
and if you wanted to like, spend like
that would cost
well over $130.
Easy.
And
we
that was like also being in a luxurious one too. Like getting the XL and everything. So that was, it was just insane being able to get around via taxi and like these Ubers on an insanely cheap like dollar. And
would you say it was more convenient than Japan?
In terms of what, like getting around?
Yeah, just like you said, like you're saying like
equal.
The system.
I would say equal. My only complaint is sometimes I feel like it would say, oh yeah, the Ubers are like 2 minutes away, but it really would be like 7 minutes every time.
Oh, okay.
That was kind of like a little annoying. And then there were some instances where I was just taking straight up cabs. I wasn't using the app, but they didn't have like the international Alipay for like Americans. And then there just were times where I was in like, well, I don't know how to pay you
kind of
a situation. But
like, that's when you would have cash on you. And you just,
well, we didn't.
Oh, you didn't.
Yeah. Well, cash. I don't have cash.
Oh, okay.
It was fun really getting to bust out my Mandarin too.
Matt trying to not pay for anything other than just like, Well, mayo, American, stupid American.
I do not have. So, okay, did that answer your question too about conveniences and stuff like that?
Was it as clean as Japan?
Okay, I wouldn't say no. It isn't as clean. It's definitely a little grittier. And once again, anybody who lives in China, I'm just speaking on my own experience being there. I know that this is a massive country with also has like a billion people. So, no, it is insanely clean, especially on the streets and everything. It's also insanely safe as well.
Yeah.
If I were to say, like, the way it's grittier, the smoking culture out there is pretty damn strong.
Okay.
Like, cig culture is real. People are out in China smoking cigs.
And more than Paris?
Great question. I think in Paris, it's a lot of people sitting down and smoking. I don't feel like they're out and about, like, really walking. Like, it's... when I think of Paris and smoking cigarettes, I think it's, you're at your cafes going, just having a little cigs. Out there, it is like, you can smell the cigarettes like in the air.
It is just like they're cold. Like they like tough shit if you don't like cigarettes.
Yeah, tough like, shit. Deal
you're,
with it.
You're smoking around oh, them. You got to
like
leave.
So for restaurants, was there still smoking sections or was it?
It was never indoors. But okay. Here's where I say this thing about going indoors. The bathrooms there, it says no smoking and it's all the signs. Please don't smoke in the bathrooms. Dude, everybody is smoking in the bathrooms, in the stalls.
Cigarettes in the stalls?
Yes.
Wait, why though? Well, restaurants?
Well, one, when you have a cig, you kind of need to take a shit. Like, right? You know, it's kind of like it's a, what's the word? It's like a muscle relaxer.
I know, but like where, I'm
so
confused.
I'm not saying when you go into the bathrooms, there are people sitting there by the sink smoking cigarettes.
This is why, okay, that's.
No, you can smell it because everyone is in their stalls smoking cigarettes.
That's crazy.
And I don't know if they're really there like fully lighting it. They also have those digital ones where like you put your cigarette inside of it and it's kind of burning.
Yeah, yeah.
In Europe a lot.
They had that a lot in Japan too.
But it does not matter how nice of an establishment you're in. Like we are in like the finest of malls that are beautiful, big, grand, super clean, everything. When you go to the bathrooms though, it just smells like cigarettes.
Got it.
There's even an attendant to every single bathroom. Like I'm not saying they're like giving you mints and cologne and stuff,
but
there's a person who's making sure that, you know, the soap's filled and there's towels and everything because there's so many people in China.
Yeah.
I never once felt like claustrophobic. There are that many people out there, but they're just dealing with a lot of people coming in and out.
Yeah.
So in cigarettes, it's just part of their culture there. It just smelled like cigs. And
have the same brands as here, or is it completely different out there?
I would sometimes look at like all the different cartons of cigarettes. Yeah, I didn't recognize. There wasn't like Marlboros or American Spirits.
You see, I would have brought some of those home. Like to me, that's so cool.
But
look at that.
They definitely didn't have like, this is going to give you cancer, or like the Surgeon General warnings don't look that strong.
I mean, are you sure? It probably does say it.
Probably, but it's not like, you know, as in your face as it is for other countries.
This is pretty though. That is definitely, they have the prettiest boxes of cigarettes out of everybody.
Of course.
Yeah.
Back to that picture. Are the pandas doing it on that one on the right? What is that?
I think they're just hanging out. No, they're just munching out on some bamboo.
Sorry, his heat screen is a little over there, so you can't really see it.
Okay.
That's pretty though. Oh, that's cool. Okay.
All right, brief pause for this episode's sponsor, Cash App. I love how Cash App makes mundane transactions so much easier. I literally never have cash on me, but every day it seems like I always owe someone or they owe me. And instead of fiddling with cash, which can get lost, stolen, or damaged, I reach for my Cash App. Cash App just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green. It unlocks new ways for you to pay, get rewarded, and easily grow or manage your money on your own terms. Now, when you spend at least $500 a month with Cash App Card or Cash App Pay, you earn green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage, higher borrow limits, and custom personalized cash back offers every Friday at places you love to shop. Turn everyday spending into status with Cash App Green. Download Cash App today or visit cash.app/new to learn more about this trend and other great features launching now. For a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CASHAPP10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC, Cash App Green, overdraft coverage, borrow, cashback offers, and promotions provided by Cash App, a Block, Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosure. Thank you, Cash App, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
So, yeah, that was some weird stuff, just like the cigarettes.
Yeah.
Also, out there, I would say China is not maybe as orderly in terms of like following lines and queues as Japan and Korea are. Like,
give an example.
So, like, I even would see some TikToks that go, just a heads up, some people will cut in line, like for situations.
Oh, that would fucking
and
bug
it really
me.
Never like was that serious, but there was like when we were in line taking like the gondola up to the Great Wall of China, there were these two ladies behind us and they were just like pushing right behind us, looking for like any moment for Patricia and I like just to maybe like be sideways for them to cut in front of us. But I mean, these are very tiny things. And I did some research on it. And it's because it's such a big, big country. It's kind of survival of the fittest out there in terms of getting what you want. And this is a little bit of a generational thing of wherever these people come from who just have that habit. Okay, so there is kind of a Surgeon General warning on them. But
smoking is harmful to health. Quitting smoking can reduce. There we go.
But it's not pictures of like your neck opened up like. They have
dead babies or anything like
but,
that.
But you know, we don't have that either though. It's more like the European countries, right? Mm-hmm. European? Yeah, yeah. how were the airports in China?
Huge. Huge.
If you're gonna skip anywhere, I think China, the airports would have been like.
The airports are pretty well in order.
That would be a disaster.
They would get you on their flight. Like everything went so smoothly at the airports. I did not have any like bad experiences there with people cutting lines. And the cutting of line things, very, very small. And another thing, and I promise I'll get done with the weird stuff first. I want to tell you all the great things. And just because like, was there any like cons? Oh, because of the smoking stuff, some people just like spit on the ground. Like, like you'd be like walking and like a dude would just like, it's like right on the ground. You're like, whoa.
Inside or
outside? No. Oh, inside. Yes. Sometimes. But it's not like it happens all the time, but it's definitely something like in America, like in American culture, if you saw someone spit on the ground, like in a mall, outdoors. Sure. But you would see it kind of often. And I'm not saying like everyone's doing it. It's not like the whole ground's covered in spit.
You're seeing more people spit on the grounds because everyone's smoking cigarettes.
Correct.
If everybody here was smoking cigarettes, people would be spitting on the ground.
Oh, correct. It's because of the cigarette smokers. Yeah. That's when they're spitting on the ground.
Ooh, and you know their shit. Ooh, the filter's probably like real low where they're getting like heavy hits in their cigarettes. They don't have that light shit. Yeah, especially since they're so used to smoking, you know they're tolerant to like the really, really heavy cigarettes. Our reds are their lights. Yeah. Probably.
Yes. Yeah. Now, do you remember how like Japan, a lot of like the people we interacted with, the customer service there is very like gracious, they're very like orderly, like they're very polite as well, but they're also like very serious, but they're also like really funny. Like Chinese people, especially dealing with foreigners, if you show them like your funny side, they like to vibe with it. And I'm saying this from my own experience. Like we went to this place called the AP Plaza, which is basically where they got a lot of like the fakes and stuff. And you have to like get to like haggle with them and bargain with them. And I mean, dude, it was like crazy. We were walking through this place and everyone's like, lady, here, get this scarf. Man, don't you want some AirPods? Blah, 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 blah. Everyone's just like in your face and stuff. And Patricia and I, you know, we had some friends and family who wanted, you know, to check out some bags and stuff. And we were like, sure. But they didn't know that this little white foreigner boy knows a bit of Mandarin.
Yeah,
so I'm funny. Like going in. I'm like, Lao Ban. And they're like, Honey Shua Zhong Wan. And I'm like, Dway. And then they were like, you know, they would pull out their calculator and you would, after you asked how much something was, they would give you the price. And like the prices of what they're trying to sell you, something that
they
want to try to sell it to you for like $500, but really what you're trying to buy is worth at least $75, $100.
Oh wow!
They're going up that much.
Yes, they go up that much, and then you go Lao Ban, Piangi Edm Ban.
How do you say? I'm not
I'm just saying like Lao Ban is boss, like Piangi Edm Ma or Ba. I can't remember, but it's like I think it's Ma. Can you make it a little cheaper? Like, come on, work with me.
Yeah.
Here.
And then
they're like, okay, you want me to make it a little cheaper, all right?
Because they probably get so many tourists,
A lot of people who are probably really mean to them too, like who are kind of firm with them, going, no, it has to be this.
Yeah.
But I'm being like really silly and goofy with them and like very overdramatic. I'm like, Taiguela, like which is like too expensive. Just shaking my head crazy.
What's the word we were saying?
Taihala. Which is like, that's great.
Taihala.
Guay means expensive. So Taiguela is like, that's expensive. You just got to shake your head.
Most of them did not know English, right?
No, they do.
Oh, they do.
They do know English. Okay. But I think if you like know a bit of Mandarin, they're really
they
wanting to like work with
they're
you.
Excited.
Yeah. Exactly. So Patricia, we are just having a ball with these ladies who are trying to get us to pay a whole bunch. And I was even watching some TikToks on like other phrases to say, and one was like Lao Ban giga me in the ba, which is like give me a face, which means like make me look pretty.
Okay.
And then when you say that line, they're like okay, and they give you a price, and then at that point you look at it and you go, no, I want it lower, and they're like no, and you go bye-bye, you walk out. And then they'll chase you down and they go, fine, I'll sell
that's
it to you
funny.
For the price.
So, because they're definitely not getting anybody that lives there because they know not to buy that shit. They know they're probably going to overcharge.
I was wondering
it.
That the whole time. I was also like, do foreigners ever like get a local to come with them to like help bargain them? But that was like,
maybe.
No way, because they would probably all know this like bargainer's face.
Because if somebody from China was coming here and they wanted to buy a car, they're most likely going to go to Heath and be like, I really need you to help me buy a car exactly. without having to pay all this money, extra money.
It'd be a good gig for a middleman. But yeah. That was just such a fun rush. We just had a really good time, like, just haggling with people down there. So that was fun.
What was your favorite thing to eat there?
Favorite thing to eat there? I mean, the dumplings, the soup dumplings are just fantastic. Xiaolongbao, which is like, you know, they sell them at Din Tai Fung.
Yeah.
Like, those are fantastic. Heath, I remember you asking, like, I'm dying to know how the cuisine is compared to, like, American Chinese food.
Yes.
It's pretty different. It's
it's, like, very authentic.
I mean, it's
just
the
like,
same way you experience when you, like, go to Italy expecting, yeah. like, true American Italian food. Because, like, also Chinese Italian food or Chinese American food was made like in the 50s and 60s to appease like American palates and stuff. So it uses a lot of ingredients that we're really familiar with that they don't necessarily have out there. And we had a great time eating all the food. I mean, we did hot pot. We had a lot of dumplings. We had a lot of really great steak and stuff. But I wish I truly had a local friend who knew the cuisine like the back of their hands, because I would have been more willing to open and try dishes that I didn't have.
Did you check your DMs? Or could have been somebody out there that like lived there? Because normally when we go out of the country and we post, there's usually could be like two people that are like, oh my God, let me know if you want me to show you around. And
I should have, Zane. Yeah. I didn't.
Oh, but you could have done a whole story talking in Mandarin. Like, hey, I'm here in China.
I know.
If anybody's out here, that would have gotten them.
We loved it so much. We're so down to go back. So
is that snake?
I believe that's, yeah, snake. It could be eel. It was crazy though. When we were in that river town, there was one stand that had like, you know, scorpions, oh, beetles, wow. Centipedes.
Did you try it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you should have. That'd have been a good video.
I did not. I know I should have. But like, there's part of me where I'm like, so that was a big question I also had to my friend out there who I met up with, who was a local.
I can't.
I don't want to put out that this is what everyone eats out in China.
No, I'm just saying if I walked up to this.
This is a novel. This is still like a novelty experience for people to do it. It is part of like a crazy wow factor. Like, oh, whoa, you ate a bug. It's not like.
And you know what? I think it's the shape, right? If that was all chopped into pieces and thrown on rice and they're like, this is scorpion, I think I'd be like, oh,
yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'll try it.
Like a sausage, like scorpion sausage, like put it in a patty.
It's the whole scorpion, like with a stick through. Like there's just something about seeing the whole thing. I think it's like, imagine getting a chicken.
So yeah, I debated on like buying it and posting about it, but then it was just like, I don't want people to think that this is what like Chinese food is.
We're all aware.
So anyways, that was pretty interesting. We also got our ears cleaned. We went to a place, there was like a whole stall where they were cleaning your ears. And Patricia's always been telling me, you need to get your ears cleaned. You can't understand a word I'm saying, blah, 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 blah.
And it was finally time.
Well, so finally, and I sat down.
And yours were cleaner.
Cleaner than Patricia's.
No way.
But I'll say this, Patricia's weren't like disgusting. But I'll say this, Patricia, she's pretty big. Are you big into cleaning your ears with the cotton swab?
Okay, so I don't go inside my ear because I heard you're not supposed to do that. I actually only clean the outer part. So
that's good.
Yeah, I don't go through the hole.
Get in your nooks and crannies. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Patricia's, she's a big, you know, ritual.
Oh, she stuffs it.
Yeah, she had a pretty kind of like decent chunk.
I think it's because it pushes it down in. If you like, if you do that, you're just like packing it down.
Yeah, you're supposed to literally like go, like put, like make a ring around like that and then pull it out, like try to like, you know, that's how you pull it out.
It's like a Shrek where he pulls out the
just a full candle. Light it up.
Yeah, no, I need to do it again. Last time I did it was like 5 years ago.
It is freaky though when like they're in your ear and you can like see your eardrum like deep into your canal and they're so close, but like they're not gonna puncture it. They're so good at what they're doing, but you're just like you feel just like, I don't know, so vulnerable. And
it does. There is something very like them in your ear like that, and you feel like your ear is drowning, and you're like, whoa, this does not.
And like
feel
it was weird when they were in my ear. I would only tear up and like cry out of this eye, like not out of like pain, but it was just some like reaction out of my body. And when they were on this ear, I would start tearing in this eye. I would always have to like sneeze or cough or whatever. Oh.
Did you feel cleared out though after?
Yeah. And then, but we were a little like, it felt so like raw and clean that we were worried we were like going to get like an ear infection after, just because our ears were just wiped of all of its like natural lubrication that
it's
should
also
be
just
in
like
air.
Very raw too, like, you know, it's like squeaky clean. You now you're just like, it just, you feel every like sound wave, I feel like, hitting your eardrum.
But Patricia was mortified like of what she had compared to me, and I'm like, don't you ever tell me
baby, you
that,
never
like,
listen
my
to me
ears
too
are dirty. Like, I mean,
is that thing they're wearing on their head is like a micro, like a
we didn't do, these are like people on the streets kind of doing it. We were in one where like you had an actual camera. It looked like we were getting like a colonoscopy almost.
Could you see her camera when she was getting it done?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That's really good.
The cars out there.
Oh, that's what I wanted. Was it minivan culture like Japan, like the crazy minivans?
Yes. It was definitely like a whole bunch of brands of cars that we don't get in the US because they can't sell Chinese cars in America. I mean, you would see like Mercedes, you would see Volkswagens and stuff. But dude, there was one car that I loved. That was like basically kind of like our Uber XL like taxis that would drive us around. These kind of Chinese minivans.
Oh, okay, Matt, you were getting the black?
Like
Uber
the
black?
Ones where you can like truly scoot the seat all the way back and you have so much space like in the back area.
That's
but
nice.
This one car, Heath, that I like loved. It's called the iCar, like almost like iPod.
Okay.
B23.
Zane, you don't understand like the prices for like high-end luxury cars there. Like what you would think would be a $150,000 car here is 30 grand there.
Guess how much equivalent. this one, the iCar V23, and for our listeners, it's like almost like a G-Wagon Bronco, Suzuki Jimny kind of thing. Just a beast of a badass kind of fun sport utility car.
I want it.
This car costs $16,000.
No way. It's crazy out there. Yeah.
Is it as big as a G-Wagon?
I think close
it's
to
it.
It's
not like the Jeep Renegade, right? That one that one was
a person
the biggest,
standing next to it. It's more petite maybe than a G-Wagon, like badass fun and looks really cool to zip around in.
I would 100% buy that fucking orange one. That's sick.
I know, right?
It's so frustrating.
The tech inside the cars was just very impressive well. Anytime we were getting in cars, it just felt like the interiors of what they were working with were just a little bit more advanced. Hell, but you know, Kia Souls these days probably still have amazing screens and stuff.
You're not allowed to buy a car like that and bring it here, right?
I don't think so. Yeah. But they are opening up that huge thing where Japanese cars are about to be a lot more friendlier to buy out here, especially in terms of like labor trucks.
What do you mean?
I wish I had more information on this. But
so,
Keith, do you know?
There's certain cars that you can't get in the United States, and if you were to import them, there's an import ban. So it's got to be over, I think it's like 20 years old or 25 years old, something like that.
Oh, okay.
In order for you to import it to the United States, and then you got to like pay to ship it, all sorts of like paperwork and everything.
There's a 100% tariff, which basically means you're paying for the car twice.
Wow. Right. But some of the cars like $3,000.
Exactly. I'd pay. I mean, that orange little Bronco.
Yes. Why not?
Why not?
It felt very, very safe, too. Like you never had like a bad vibe or someone was going to pickpocket you or you felt sketched out.
Yeah.
Truly like getting scammed by people. Occasionally someone would like come up and try to hustle us maybe to go into like a room to buy some art and stuff, which is like a total scam they have out there. But like besides that, because it's really well monitored, I guess, in terms of security cameras there.
Oh.
My friend who lives out in China, he told me that he lost his wallet one day, went to the police station.
No.
And they were like, okay, where were you when you feel like you lost your wallet? We're able to like identify him on the street cameras, and they found his wallet within like 15 minutes.
Bro, they would never do that out here.
I know.
Bro, they would literally like not even like if you came in and you lost your wallet, they'd be like,
good luck.
We don't do that. Yeah.
They have a whole system for it for identifying it. So you really can't get away with like a lot of crimes, especially I think in the bigger cities of where we're at because of how the surveillance is out there.
Yeah.
My friend never told me horror stories where he felt like it was to the point of an invasion of privacy out there.
Yeah.
But it can solve solutions like that all the time.
That's nice.
Wherever you're going. So,
that cop looks sick. Go to the bottom left. Oh, yeah, her.
Did you see a lot of cops out there? Was there like police cars?
Yes. There were like a handful of police officers, but I never knew like, I felt like there were like different rankings of different types of officers. Like they all weren't wearing like the same type of uniform. So sure, they were out there. And
it's like ours. It's like a highway patrol. You got like the regular police. Then you got like I feel like they're in different uniforms.
My friend in Beijing told me like, they also don't really have guns and they don't even have tasers.
On them? None of them have it on them?
It's also against the law to even like get in fights too. And if you start the fight, you get in even more trouble too. So like fights aren't really like happening.
Oh, I mean, but I feel like it's like that here too, unless you don't press charges, right? Unless
sure, but like, I mean, if you get in a fight, like in a bar, they just like kick you out. Like, it's not like you're going to jail because you got into a fight. It depends on the level of where you're in a fight, I guess.
So if someone starts a fight at a bar in China, it doesn't even matter if they're both like, okay, they'll just like, police already like are already involved.
I guess, and so I wish I could like truly confirm that for you, but yeah.
Interesting.
That was pretty crazy.
Wait, is this, oh, this is just probably like,
Never saw these. This is just an image of like robots and stuff. I didn't see anything like that.
This is a great picture, dude. They look great.
It looks legit.
Yeah, it looks sick. It looks like a movie.
One thing I learned recently, though, their population growth is a little bit like on the decline right now, and they're trying to get more people to like have kids.
Oh, don't they have like a rule with how many people are?
That's like almost like decades ago from when we were kids.
Okay. All right. I know my history.
The one child policy, which also I feel like wasn't even really like a law. It was just this thing they were trying to like get everyone on the same page about. But it also depended on like how much money you were making and not having that many kids. But my friend told me, so one child policy was in 1980 and ended in 2015. So
not that long ago, that it stopped.
But my friend told me this. He said that condoms right now, they're like taxing condoms because to make condoms more expensive because they want people to be having their kids.
Wow.
Which I thought was like kind of
wild. Can't do that. You can't put a ban like that for, what was it?
You said they're making condoms more expensive, but they want people to have kids?
Because that's going to make someone like, well, I'm not going to just buy the condom then. It's going to maybe,
crazy. Oh.
By making it more expensive, maybe in a way will... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think people look at it like that.
I think they're just trying to like tinker with it to see if that maybe will cause a little bit more up in the growth.
Sometimes I feel like I get it, but sometimes I feel like the government thinks that we're stupid. Like when they think like shit like that is going to work. Like, no.
That just sounds like a public health crisis.
Yeah,
honestly,
it's more dangerous with that than anything.
All right, brief pause for this episode's sponsor, Stash. If you're like me, one of the main reasons you've put off investing is the lingering feeling of uncertainty. The market's up, it's down. I'm Googling something about bulls and bears. Who knows? Too complicated, but that's where Stash comes into play. Stash is an investing app that feels like having a financial advisor in your pocket. They've created this thing called Market Mood, which basically turns all the chaos of the stock market into a single mood. It's designed to help you understand how the news is impacting the stock market and make it easier to understand what's going on if you start investing now. Market Mood, powered by Stash's AI Money Coach, scans 700 plus financial articles and data points daily to deliver one simple read on the market. Like uneasy or confident, it breaks things down in plain English in under 2 minutes, which is great for me. So you're not guessing whether it's a good time to invest. Think of it like a quick weather check for the market. Whether you're new or already investing, it gives you a clear daily insight into what's happening and what to consider next. Honestly, this is a great app for someone like me. Check today's market mood for yourself at stash.com/mood. That's stash.com/mood. It's free. It takes just 2 minutes and you'll actually know what the market is doing today. Stop guessing and start knowing. Head over to stash.com/mood. Paid non-client endorsement. Not a guarantee nor a representative of all clients. Investment advisory services offered by Stash Investments LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk. Thank you, Stash, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Oh, I bought a Gundam. You know, like
I
love Gundam. You remember Gundam models?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you can go into like hobby shops, Pokemon stores. They're those little like model.
Oh yeah, Matt, you got one?
Because I remember as a kid, back in the Pokemon card days, I would go to these hobby shops and I would beg my dad to like buy one of these. And my dad would be like, Matt, you don't understand. These are for like big kids, adults. Because it's a bunch of tiny little plastic pieces that you have to like have these special pliers for. And it can take you days and weeks, depending on how much time you devote onto it, to finish it out. But I was in this Gundam
right
store. Oh, I haven't started, but I can't wait. It's just going to be like this new little fucking Lego.
Oh, it's going to be a part of your Christmas village? He's just on top of the city protecting it?
No, this is just something for me to like have my Christmas village fixed, to get off my phone when I'm not knitting.
All right.
Just to get my mind.
You should make him a little sweater.
Yeah.
Knit him a scarf.
I'm fired up about that. Also, I learned about this in Beijing. These things called Wenwan nuts. So it's these walnuts.
Oh, yeah. They're literally walnuts, but...
But it's this huge like trend right now. Or the Wenwan, W-E-N-W-A-N.
Oh, these are so cool. Oh, my God.
Realistic.
Oh, yeah. They're these walnuts. And they're in a way like a fidget.
This looks, this feels like 3D printed. So, like, it doesn't feel like an actual nut.
So you roll these around in your hand like this. Just rubbing them together.
All right, man.
And over the course of maybe a year, three, 4 years, they can turn into like a jade like quality.
No.
Like they get a little patina on them and they start shining and glistening. Like the dark ones on the, yeah, the really dark ones, that's what they turn into.
Oh, come on.
And there was in this market, there were people like selling these. There were people in these massive tents looking at each one because they want to have this new fidget for like the rest of the next few years and are just trying to get one that fits good in their hand. And this one lady looked at the size of my hand. She gave me them and I'm like, so I just spin these around.
It's more of a fidget spinner. It's not like for good luck or like anything like that.
It almost has this acupuncture zen like quality too. It's good for dexterity. It's just something that's like keeps your hands busy.
Fights arthritis.
Yeah, so I've been like, when I've been watching shows and stuff, but like once you get it going and really.
I can't even turn it.
That's how it was when I first got
there. I can't even turn it.
Do you do both hands? Like, both hands, Matt?
Yeah, you can do both hands if you want to.
I can't even do it.
You got it. Come on, Buki.
Shit. But it's my new little favorite thing to whittle on and work on. You got to brush them and stuff. So so now that y'all can see the colors of them, hopefully by next year, my nuts gonna be looking. Will you break them?
I want to be able to play with your nuts sometimes.
Okay, well, get ready. Okay. I'm gonna be working on these big time.
Cool.
So
I can't wait for it to look. I mean, that's what they say it's gonna look like the jade, like right there on the right.
That's what they turn into, and they can be worth like thousands of dollars if you get it to like.
All right, maybe give it to your kids. Your kids can
inherit it.
Yeah,
keep going. An heirloom.
Yeah, it just goes up in value.
That was China. I don't know. Any other questions you have?
No, I think that's it. Sounds like you had a lot of fun. I loved all the content.
And
Thank you for posting so much.
The Great Wall, such a sight to see. It was pretty cool. They take you on a little gondola. You go up. And the gondola wait time was like an hour, which wasn't that bad. We got there like pretty early and we just walked like up and down like the Great Wall, just a little section of
it. Did it feel insanely big being there, like looking it from one end to the other? Because obviously you didn't like.
And just knowing that this keeps going and going and going.
Yeah.
This scale of it was pretty crazy. I did not go into the Forbidden City though. Forbidden City and Taimanian Square?
Tiananmen.
Tiananmen Square. God.
That's where that picture.
Yeah,
I
didn't go to, and the Forbidden City, which is really stupid of me because I didn't realize that you needed to get tickets like way in advance, like a month in advance. I had also one friend who told me that you can just walk into the square. That wasn't true. You needed to have a ticket for that. Like Patricia and I, we showed up and thought we could like do both. And I saw one TikTok that said, "Oh, if you're a foreigner, you can actually get in this line and they'll give you a ticket." That wasn't like true.
Why would your friend tell you that?
I don't know. It was because I think it maybe was a bit different. Like when he went a little bit before COVID or maybe a couple years ago.
It was before COVID. Okay.
And I don't know. Sense. It was just the flux of traffic that day.
That's
they
really
allow
sick.
Us
oh my God.
I know.
Maybe next time. I feel like you'll be back there.
Next time for sure. But that was like my one bus as a tourist was kind of not doing that.
Yeah. But you really took advantage of every day.
Yes.
Like you went out.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Loved it. Truly loved it. Cannot wait. My biggest regret was not doing another city. I felt like 4 days in Shanghai and 4 days in Beijing was like maybe too many days in those cities. I wished I squeezed another city in between those days.
Yeah. A part of me feel like when we went to Japan, I wish that we got to go to more of like the remote type of areas in Japan or like go to the mountain. Like, I don't know. I feel like you need to experience both like city life and also like, would you say rural? No, it's more like
more
like city life and rural life in every place that you go. You know what I mean? So,
cause that's like being like, I went to the United States and you only went to New York.
Yeah. It's like, you gotta really hit like the, I want to be able to see like nature at the same time, along with like a city. Chaotic life.
Is so beautiful.
It was cool taking the bullet train from Shanghai to Beijing.
Oh, the bullet train.
That was like 4.5 hours. I wish I could tell you the exact miles per hour. I mean, probably like 160 miles per hour.
Oh, okay.
That is like basically going from New York to Chicago in 4.5 hours, rapid transit. In the United States, from New York to Chicago on a train, that's going to be about 20 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane.
Dude.
Did it feel like you're going super fast on the train or like because the way they built it?
It felt like we were going really, really fast when another train would pass us going the other direction.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, yeah, you're going by fast, but you're seeing just so much of like rural China. It was really cool.
Does it take turns going fast or is it like a straight line fast and then it slows down if you got to like kind of like?
Straight shoot most of the time. I feel like we slow down one time to stop at one station. Maybe it was like bending in certain areas that I wasn't noticing.
But what was the vibe on the plane? Like, did they have like good little like food carts? Did they have like a place that train? You could order coffee? Yeah, yeah, just yeah, on the train
there was a QR code you could scan and you could like order food and stuff. But they gave us already a little snack box.
Have you ever rode the Brightline? Or do you know what the Brightline looks like?
The one that you guys have in Florida?
Yeah. Does it kind of, is it like very wide? Because the Brightline is very wide. Like, I feel like it's like very spacious.
I feel like this train was very similar to the ones we were on in Japan.
Oh, okay.
So it makes me pissed that we don't have.
That's fast, Matt.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, looking at it from outside of a window, that's fucking fast.
Zoom in.
Yeah, I think I would kind of freak out. Oh, those chairs are nice.
We did, that was business class. We did first class, which.
Okay, Matt. Treat yourself. You deserve it.
Well, because like business class was like a little stupid expensive. I'm like, for a train?
Oh, so you might as well just.
That was like a full like plane like flight. Like, I'm not going to spend like $500 each for Patricia and I for like four and a half hours wait, like on a train.
Business was more than first?
Yes.
Yes. Normally business first was normally first is more than business.
Yeah.
That's why I got confused.
But it was so dope.
Cool. Well, I'm glad you had a lot of fun. Nice.
Yeah, that was China.
That was great. I feel like I don't even need to go to China.
You should go.
I will. How's Tony? I know we ask every week, but you know, he does grow a lot.
Oh my gosh, the videos. I feel like he's growing before my eyes.
I know. Even since last time I saw him, like making all that noise, I'm like, oh my God, he was not doing all that when I was there.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's like, I don't know. He's getting like a full personality now. It's so weird. What did we do today with him? Oh, we took him out to this little bagel joint nearby.
All right. Aww. Does he like eating bagels now? He's growing quick.
No, but I really want to start like testing some food with him. Like, I know he's not supposed to yet, but I'm like, I don't know. He seems ready to me.
Yeah.
I just want to like give him some little treats because I get so excited because I'll be eating something. I'm like, dude, you're going to love this in like a year. Going to go crazy over macaroni.
You just got to like chew it up a little bit and then just kind of.
Yeah, just be like a bird.
Like a bird feeding.
When do babies get teeth?
6-8 months? But apparently some babies are born with teeth. I saw this lady. She was like, she just had her baby.
Yeah.
And she was talking about like getting ready to like breastfeed or whatever. And she was like, I can't even breastfeed now because my baby has full blown teeth. And I was like,
at 3 months?
Sometimes no, like babies are born with teeth.
Oh, born!
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But then they lose those teeth to then get their baby teeth too. It's like pre, you know.
And it's crazy that some people just like don't lose that baby teeth.
My mom, she had a baby her whole life.
Crazy.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah. Like what is the fucking science behind? Like what happens? Like
there's all different types of bones that are.
So yeah, like, she never had an adult tooth above it. So she just had that baby tooth her whole life. She just recently got it pulled just because it was old, but.
Just the sperm and the egg cooking up and they're just like, oh, forgot a tooth. Yeah. Like, it's so insane to me.
Have you ever seen, I feel like we've shown it before, like, but a baby's skull?
Yes.
Like,
yes,
all the teeth that are on
God,
it.
Oh, my God. It's insane.
It's like a shark.
Yeah.
Hypodontia, missing 1 to 5 teeth or congenitally
missing teeth. Your mom had hypodontia,
I should tell her.
It's a pretty name.
It really is.
1 to 5
yeah, he's doing
teeth.
Good. We went and got bagels. We took him to this little park, did a little photo shoot.
I know. I'm loving all the photos. You guys are good with that.
Yeah, we got some cute pics of him today. I don't know.
I just wish you guys did it to yourselves.
I'm getting pissed though because his outfits are so fucking good. I'm like, Mariah needs to just start dressing me.
Yeah.
Like, he looks so cool. And I'm just like, damn.
Here but on. you know, I could see Mariah just constantly going shopping for it and just so excited. She's not even shopping for herself anymore. It's just like, girl. I just want to dress up.
But they grow out of the outfits so fast.
I know.
We're always like buying our niece and nephew outfits. And I'm like, I want all of these back once I have kids.
I was going to send you and Mariah this, but like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I send you baby stuff and I'm like, they most likely have seen this.
Yeah, I know.
They're probably so fucking annoying because I'm sure all their friends. I was going to send you. There is this hack that they do where because babies grow so quick, you know
you cut the onesie?
Cut the onesie and then you flip it and it's like this tape thing and it just becomes a shirt. I was like, oh, I'm gonna send some Ryan, but then I was like, is she gonna see it? I don't even know if she'll see it. So
they looking like Fred Flintstone with
come
those.
Come on now. Them pants are fire, boy.
Wait, those pants are sick.
I love it.
But I know if I was wearing that, y'all give me fuck. You would never let me have it.
Zane, you could be wearing this in 2 weeks at Coachella. Like, are you kidding me?
But that is literally my Coachella fit. Like, to me, that is like exactly what I would want to wear.
Jared, you know, open the other one I sent.
I never thought I'd be jealous of a baby's
of an outfit.
Look
I
at
know.
That.
Oh,
bro,
in the green socks. Oh.
Oh, that Heath, be careful with that hat. You don't want him to start losing that hair early.
I know.
Be careful.
I know.
Be
let
careful.
That hair grow.
They yeah. get it. They get it from the mom. So he's taken care
oh.
of.
Oh.
He's got
wait,
that
are
Italian.
You sure?
It comes from
I don't
the
know,
side.
Man, because I think I got my dad's fucking hair loss. I don't think I have my mom's.
No. What is your mom's dad's? What is your grandpa on your mom's side?
He has
side
a full
like?
Head of hair.
Mm.
So maybe, I have a hard time believing that.
You might want to get that 23andMe check.
Yeah. Okay. So this is like a very, like, it's 100% like it comes from the mom's side.
A pair, allegedly.
Allegedly. All right.
But yeah, it was a good day. Got back, did some stuff around the house. Trying to get fully organized down here in the basement. Got a lot of stuff to do still.
When's the last time you guys went out to dinner?
I thought recently.
Like 2 days ago?
Because I feel like, you do. Okay, you still do.
Well, like this morning we went to the bagel shop with him and like ate it there. So like technically we went out to eat.
But did he go out to, have you done a late dinner since Craig's?
Not to that level. Like we've gone places, but nothing like a nice sit down restaurant like that. Yeah, just like normal.
Y'all need to practice so you can do it more in the future.
I know. Well, Jared's coming in like a week, so Jared, we'll take you out somewhere nice. We'll go get a little dinner together as a family.
You got to have him practice to stay up at night. That's what my dad did with me, and I'm really glad he did.
I just told Zane. So two nights ago, he slept completely through the night for the first time ever.
Whoa,
crazy.
Went to bed at like 10:30, 11, and woke up at 6:30 in the morning. And we're like,
it was like, give
this
me five
is
more
crazy.
Minutes.
And then I was like, we need to repeat exactly what we did this
year.
Oh, if we could
did
do it
you?
Again. He did it again last night.
Oh,
wow.
Guys, crazy. Oh, you guys are probably so thrilled.
He's
that
grown.
You get to have the night now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay. Are you going to just start feeding him the same thing every single day?
Same routine.
Just to see if it works. But you should change it for one day and see if it ruins the, because you need to see, or maybe. He's at an age where he's just sleeping throughout the night. Mm-hmm. You got to see.
Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Financial stress is tough because it's not always in your control. You're out there doing your best and still feeling the squeeze because life in general is rapidly getting more and more expensive. For me, stress can easily turn into unhealthy coping, like binge eating comfort foods, buying stuff I don't need, only to feel worse immediately after. The pain isn't gone, just numbed for a second. But therapy can help, not because it gives you financial advice, but because it helps you deal with the anxiety, shame, and pressure that money stress brings and build healthier ways to cope. And if you didn't know, BetterHelp connects you with fully licensed therapists who follow a strict professional code of conduct. They handle the matching for you using a quick questionnaire and over a decade of experience to pair you with the right fit. And you can switch anytime if it's not clicking. With over 30,000 therapists and over 6 million users worldwide, it's the largest online therapy platform. Backed by a 4.9 out of 5 average session rating from more than 1.7 million reviews. So when life feels overwhelming, therapy can help. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/Zane and Heath. That's BetterHelp.com/Zane and Heath. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Can he sit in a high chair?
So we have him in his... So like when we eat dinner, like we'll sit at the table and we have a high chair, but we put like a little blanket kind of rolled up to fill the side gaps because he's not like super big in it. He can sit up, but not like a big kid, I guess, would. So we kind of like cushion it to like keep him from...
wiggling out,
like leaning.
That makes it. Yeah, I've always seen people who do the frozen bag of peas, or you get some peas and you put it like in a Ziploc bag with some water, and then you tape that on top of like the high chair tray, and they just like play with that.
Okay,
the peas
keep them busy for hours. This mom is just like, this has been incredible.
This is something you saw on TikTok.
Yeah, just like a little, just a mom, and she just puts some frozen peas and some water. And then tapes that onto the high chair. And that baby just is like, this is the most entertaining thing that they have ever seen.
Who the hell came up with that?
And
that's
so
fucking
I want to do that. Hell, I want that at my table too. That would entertain me.
And that is funny.
So 9 months. So when Tony gets to 9 months, please do this and report back.
Yep, screen. Yep. I do like it's a screen-free sensory activity.
Yeah.
Because it does, it feels like a screen. It feels like you're looking at a screen and you're like touching it and the bubbles are moving.
Mm-hmm.
You should, Heath, try that with him this week and report back.
Okay.
See how much he likes it.
I'll give him a bag of peas.
That's that low budget shit.
I know, right? Because like parents always spending so much money on toys and stuff. It's sometimes the most little things that they just like.
No, honestly,
can't get enough of.
See how long you can go without having him like look at a screen. Like yeah. it's such a good like just see how he does. Imagine him being a kid and you see that he's like so much not better, but like his like attention span is so much better than the other kids around that are constantly on their iPad. Like it'd be such a good experiment just to see, okay, look,
experiment on your child first.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Of course.
But this is a healthy experiment.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? But yeah, it's the little thing.
Yeah. Dude, that's what Mariah would do, the fucking cardboard section.
Yeah, just a whole sensory board.
They just want to feel different textures, you know?
Yeah, no, I love this.
Oh, yeah, I saw, like, your dad one time, like, built this huge, like, sensory board thing that he has, like, on the wall in his kid's room. Yeah. Which is just a bunch of weird, different little fidgets and doodads.
Knobs, spinners.
Yeah, little doors you open up. There's a picture of mommy and daddy.
I'm for that.
And stuff, and they just, like...
I'm for it. You should play with him, you know, the hole in the box? Trend.
Oh, what's in the box?
The hole in the box where they put the their hand in and they feel it. It's like, what is it?
Okay.
Play that with him. Oh, yeah. That's cute.
Yeah.
Look how happy he is.
It's a bunch of
no
stuff.
No iPad. No TV. No SpongeBob. It's just textures.
It's all you need. But other than that, it's going. It's going good.
Good, man.
Love that. And Mariah's doing good.
Yeah, she's killing
it. I see she's dancing again. She posted a little dancing video.
She's back.
We're very excited
to see
it.
That's what I hate about Instagram when like you can be like looking at it, just you open it up and like.
No, I'm pissed. TikTok too. Zane, I was like, oh, you finally posted you falling on the ice skates. So I commented on it.
I saw you comment. Dude, literally yesterday I saw it and I was just like, and I literally said out loud to Daniel, I was like, why the fuck is Heath? I thought you got hacked.
Instagram's doing that now.
It's
suggesting posts
for me. And I was like, oh, good. He finally posted it.
Oh, I know. But then it makes it seem like you're like a creep.
Yeah.
Like you went to like someone's Instagram and you're like, went deep.
Zane, I thought you posted it yesterday. So I was like, ooh, I'm going to be one of the first to comment. I sent it. And then I went to like scroll down. And I was like, wait, what?
Bro, I posted that a month and a half ago.
I know.
That's crazy. You didn't see that.
Well, good thing people are on the same page about that stuff because it makes me cringe. Y'all, you know what happened to me though the other day? I was like, what the fuck? I was in like China. I'm in my hotel room and Lauren DIY liked your reply. And I'm like, bitch,
your reply?
To Lauren DIY. It just said like Lauren DIY hearts your message.
Okay.
And I'm like, what did I send to Lauren DIY?
It's like heart emojis.
She's like taking, she's like, and it's like a mirror selfie of her in like South Carolina. And she's like, just wearing a nice dress, like posing, like, just being like cute little Lauren. And I sent her the heart eyes emoji.
Oh,
like, and I'm like, what? And I guess I like butt, like,
oh,
said,
yes,
I like, butt reacted.
They have
it,
the like, emoji reactions to it, which is.
And I put it in my pocket and I realized I had been reacting to a bunch of people's stories, but I sent Lauren DIY like hard eyes to her, like, mirror picture. And I'm like, Lauren, I am so sorry I like reacted to this. It was a total brush style. She was like, oh, I just thought you liked South Carolina.
That's really
funny.
And I'm
like, no. But I was just like, please don't think like it looked like I was like hitting on her.
Those
like,
reactions are so dangerous. Why the hell do they have that? Nobody asked for that. Why is it where you can just tap something accident and it just sends it and you can't fucking unset like it.
Yeah.
No,
I do love that they have it. Like, it works well when you just want to react to, like, a friend's story.
Yeah,
that looks cool.
Yeah, sure.
I need to, like, work on my customization of those.
It's
like the heart eyes, I really don't need.
Zane, remember when I was sending you TikToks, like, 5 times a day? Like, and then I would unsend the message. Like, if you watch a TikTok twice, all of a sudden, the bottom pops up, send to Zane. And I'll go to swipe to the next video, and it'll be like, sent to Zane. I'm like,
why is Heath? Why does he keep unsending TikToks he's sending me? I was like, that's like kind of tea. It's like, what the fuck is he hiding?
Crazy,
you know? Heath, I mistakenly one time on Instagram, I don't know what this like new feature was. I don't think it's there anymore. But I like booked you through Instagram.
What?
Like it was like a book feature. I don't know, and I don't think it's there anymore. But I, and you're in my fucking DMs, and it looks like you are like my doctor or something. Cause it's just like,
we have
you
appointments. Have,
like you have booked teeth. Like you are now booked. There's like a pink fucking notification on your DM and it will not go away.
Oh, weird.
It's so weird. And I'm like, in my head,
are you
it's
like
so
subscribed
funny
to his channel or something like that?
No,
like,
no. It's funny cause we're fucking friends, but I'm just so embarrassed that like, you saw a notification that I probably booked you. Like, booking you on the Instagram DMs, like this fucking weird creep shit. Like, I don't know.
And that's, it's like, I that's never saw it. That's really funny, though.
So funny. I'll show you after, but it's so stupid. Just like things that nobody's asking for.
I'll get back to you. I'll see if I have anything open. I'll pencil you in. Don't worry.
Yeah. Did you guys see the
Artemis?
The rocket, yeah.
I knew it. How'd you know?
I watched it in the airport. I watched it take off.
Yes, that's the first time I saw it, you reposted it.
Oh, I reposted the video that one girl took from the plane.
Sick.
That was like, she got the best footage out of anybody, even the people showing the damn broadcast. Hers was the best
Can
angle.
You imagine being on your flight and seeing that? That'd be so
I'd be pissed
cool.
if I was on the other side of that plane. Oh, where like, yeah. The pilot was probably like, if everyone on the right side of the plane, look out your window. People on the left.
Left, seatbelts are on.
Do not get up. I know.
We are hitting turbulence. But this video is so
sick. And they're playing that M83 song. Yeah. That like that song, when I hear it, it's just like anything's possible. It just brings me tears.
That's so cool. But, I mean, if I didn't know what the hell that was, I'd probably freak out. But I'm sure the pilot did say something.
Now, they're going to be gone for 10 days. Well, people who are listening to this, hell, they might already be back by now. But where are they right now on the path? Have they gotten to the dark side of the moon? Because that's when I feel like we're going to lose communication with them.
It's okay. I sent Jared before this a video showing the dark side of the moon from NASA.
How does it get light on the dark side of the moon?
Well, because
they have to render it.
The dark side's not actually dark, it's just dark to us because the moon is tidally locked in Earth's orbit, so the same face of the moon faces us.
Oh, you're so right. Yeah. I'm so dumb. I truly thought the dark side of the moon never sees the light of day.
No, it's just dark to us.
Oh gosh,
why aren't we getting better footage of this?
They gotta get the SD card.
Yes.
But they're just going around the moon. They're not landing on the moon.
Right.
No.
I hate some people are like, we're going to the moon. I mean, like, sure, we're getting pretty close to it, but we're not going to the moon.
Oh, that's
wow.
Sick.
Oh, the vibrations.
I want to see this in person. That looks insane.
I feel like if I was an astronaut, I would fucking lose it. Like, I'm so imagine? Tame through all of training and everything. Yes, Roger, over. Yes, Houston, we have liftoff. And then I'd be like, panicking. I'd be going crazy up in that shuttle.
What is the percentage of returning to Earth in one piece? Like for every
pretty high. Like, what do you mean of survival of astronauts? I don't feel like we've had some astronaut deaths since the Challenger.
You don't know that.
And that was like 2004.
97 to 97.6%.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Okay. So now put now. All right. So now commercial flow.
Okay.
This is for me.
I think you can rationalize that it's probably riskier getting on a plane than it is getting on a rocket ship. What is the
chance?
I want
to see statistics.
Actually, that's a kind of a good question.
I
want to
see a statistic.
I'm
go to commercial
taking a step
airline.
Back. Yeah. What's commercial?
It looks like 24 people have died.
Okay.
Okay. Can you go to now a commercial flight, like a human going on a commercial flight to fly somewhere?
I'm curious what the ratio is, though, of survival rate of commercial flights.
Flights, yeah.
99.999999.
That's what it says on your end?
No, it's what I'm guessing. Oh. Think about all the people that fly.
95%.
Wait.
So
they said over 95%. What does that mean?
95.6%.
Oh, so you're saying we're going on a rocket. All right, get me on a rocket.
When excluding entirely catastrophic accidents.
Okay, well, they both are catastrophic when people die, you know? Like, what do they mean by that?
Wait, no. That says 95% of passengers involved in commercial plane crashes survive. Chance of, like,
that's
crashing.
5%.
No, that's if you crash.
No, really? I don't think that makes sense. A plane crash, I feel like it's less than 95%.
Okay, then do chance of dying
right there. In 0.00001.
Yeah, you, slim chance.
Okay, so it's definitely safer than a rocket.
Did you see the Delta flight that took off and the engine exploded?
Yeah,
that was crazy.
Dude, when I see airlines like that big, like Delta, it just scares the shit out of me. It's like, oh, come on. Why couldn't it be like a fucking whip it? What's that fucking airline that we were flying back from Mykonos or some shit? It's like an exclamation point in the end. It was like pink. It was 100% like worse than Spirit. Yeah. Like that type of shit. Like every time my boots are shivering before I get on a flight like that, because if this shit goes down, it's not even going to make it on the news because this fucking airline, nobody knows about it.
Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by HelloFresh. Uh-oh, it's Wednesday night. You're tired, hungry, and have no idea what's in the fridge. Are you cooking with a full repertoire? I don't know. Will your family sing your praises as a culinary Celine, or are you a more like a culinary one-hit wonder? Well, that's why HelloFresh is fun. Break out of the dinner rut and try bold flavors from around the world. You pick from a huge variety of recipes, and they send everything straight to your door, pre-portioned and ready to go. So one night it's Moroccan, next it's Vietnamese, and suddenly you're using words like gochujang with confidence. No recipe hunting, no weird grocery scavenger hunt, just a homemade meal that actually feels exciting. Because honestly, nothing hits like home cooking. And I'll tell you one thing, HelloFresh is the only home meal kit service I'll use. I love it. I don't have to worry about throwing things away, stuff sitting in the fridge. I get everything I need right to my door. You know, it makes me feel good when I'm trying new foods I never would have dreamed I would have been able to make. So if you want to try it out, go to HelloFresh.com/unfiltered10FM now to get 10 free meals and a free Nutribullet Ultra Plus 2-in-1 compact kitchen system, baby. $189.99 value on your third box. Free meals applied as a discount on the first box. New subscribers only, varies by plan, and must order the third box by May 31st, 2026. Thank you, HelloFresh, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
How is your mom?
My mom is good. Right now, she's on day 2 of her post-op surgery. If you guys didn't know, I don't know if I even talked about this. I did talk about it on the bonus, but my mom, she had a nose, like rhinoplasty, which is a nose job, a facelift, and neck lift. Not, it's like half facelift and then mostly neck lift surgery with a doctor in Beverly Hills. His name is Dr. Gavami. He's amazing. He's been really good. The staff's been amazing. Before I get into it, my mom for the past like 5 years has always wanted this, and it has nothing to do with like what she thinks other people, this is like she is just like she cannot stand looking at her like own nose. She just wants to feel, the age that, she wants to look like the age that she feels.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Which is like, I get it. You know, she's always been like that, very young spirited. And she's brought it up a couple times, but like, you know, it never went anywhere from there. Then she brings it up again this past year. And I was like, and you know what? I think she was about to take an appointment in Florida, somewhere in Florida. And I know she's had bad, not bad calls, but like bad experiences with like certain things that she does. Like she did her like eyebrow thing, bad experience. And I was just like, okay, mom, look, if you're going to like be doing this insane surgery, very invasive, I'm just going to take you to somewhere in Beverly Hills. Like obviously they are going to be much better than some fucking neighborhood one you're going to find in Florida.
Right.
I was like, I will not allow you to do that. Like, please I'll book you an appointment with like the top few doctors, and we'll go to each appointment. You feel it out. You pick who you like the best, where you're the most comfortable. And after that, you still don't have to do it, but I'd rather you just like, if you're going to do it, please do it here. So I booked her with two doctor offices, one of them being Gavami. And the day that she went in, she, I couldn't go in with her. I went with her to the other one. It was all right. But she went to him by herself, and she said she was treated like a fucking Kardashian. She was just like, they rolled out the red carpet. They were so sweet. They were so inviting. They made me feel like a superstar. And she was like, I really, really like them. And even if they're like, even like the way she, like, I'm saying this in a good way, even if they're not the best, I would go with them because of with how amazing they were to me. I was like, okay, that's like, I mean, that's very important. Anyways, mom, he is like one of the best. So like, if you feel comfortable there and you want to go through with it, I'll have a bigger conversation with him. And he, you know, he loved my mom. We got along really well, and they decided to like help us a lot with the price. So I'm making like a video for their office. We're filming the whole thing. They're filming it too. And my mom was like super down to like have it all filmed too, which is crazy because
I want
to
see her on a billboard once it's
done. Cause you just don't like,
she might be the new face. Yeah, yeah.
A lot of women do not want this like type of shit filmed. I think there might be deals with offices where like they might get a little percentage off or whatever if the doctor's able to use it. But like, I feel like a lot of women, especially like celebrity, they are not going to want.
Yeah. They shy away from it. They deny it, all of that.
And and I'm going to be completely like, transparent right now. It's because it is a super, super, super invasive surgery. And me and my mom were not prepared for the
post-op care
with how,
cause it's like three different treatments.
We knew it was going to be super invasive. We weren't, I think we just weren't prepared for how bad the recovery was going to be, especially those first 3 days.
In terms of pain, bandages, like what?
My mom.
She feel uncomfortable, itchy?
Dr. Gravambi, if you're listening to that, I'm sorry. I just feel like it's important to say.
Has your mom gone under many surgery? Well, yeah, you said she's had some procedures
I think the reason why, and here's the thing, like if I knew that you're going to get something done, that and it's going to make your life, like you are going to be so happy with the results. It's going to make your life better. But you know what? It's going to be a pretty brutal like recovery.
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to like hone in on that because it's probably going to make you back out. So when my mom was recovering, she was just like pretty much, oh my God, if I knew it was going to, it's been very emotional these past few days. But you know what? Before I get into that, I'm just going to go to the day of the surgery, right? We went to a pre-op. They kind of had a whole appointment of like everything that they were gonna do, blah blah blah. They actually decided they were just gonna. I think they looked at looking at my mom as, oh, okay, I think we're just gonna like kind of do the whole like
the
we're
works.
Just gonna complete. Yeah, because like you know you can get some stuff done and then later on, you look youthful here, but like you don't look youthful here. It doesn't match up. So I think it was kind of smart to just like, oh, do everything. And like, you know, the team was down to do it. It's not like it was like extra cost. I think it was just like, okay, we're going to give your mom like the completed look, which was like, you know, to me, I'm like, oh my God, this is like all my mom wants. She's gonna be so happy. And so the day of the surgery comes, you know, she's prepared. She's made sure to eat good, work out, like be as fit as possible for this. Cause it's again, like a very,
it's going to take a big toll.
Insane surgery. And so she gets in. They're lining her up again. I'm filming all of this, lining her up and everything. And then as soon as she gets on the operating table, she starts to like freak out and start crying. And she is, and I wasn't so too worried until that very moment. And the moment she started getting really, really like emotional, I think the doc, they're so used to it. Immediately they were like, oh, time to put, like, they're not going to allow her to just sit there and just like,
was she getting emotional out of like anxiety of just surrendering to this?
My mom. So it's not even the surgery. My mom's biggest fear is anesthesia.
Okay.
So, it's anytime you're under anesthesia there, it's a rare, super small percent that you don't wake back up. That's like, that was what my mom was fearing. And I kept reminding her like, mom, look, it's super rare. I mean, so many people are under anesthesia for surgeries, blah, blah, blah. And I think it just like fully,
it just started hitting
her
all at once.
That like, oh, like she, you know, she was like telling me like, just, I love you, blah, blah, blah. I was just like, oh fuck. And then she went out and I was fine until that. And I full panic for the next 9 hours. The surgery was 9 hours.
Woo!
So it was for the full thing, right? Like the full, like when she got on the table to the moment she was off and ready to go to the aftercare, it was about 9 hours for everything. Cause it took her a little bit of time to get up.
Yeah.
After they were done, because you know she doesn't wake up as soon as they're done. After they're done, they gotta wait around and wait for her to wake up, pretty much. But I was gonna go in and film some stuff too, not like of the actual surge, but like kind of be in there and film just because I was gonna, like me, Cal, Bella, we were all like working together and film. And Cal is in there, and I'm not seeing any of this, right? Cal is in there, he gets the first shots, and he comes back out, and he's just like, hey dude, I don't think you want to like go in there. And I was like, no, I'm really, I can handle that type of stuff. He's like, no, I know you can.
But knowing but it's your mom.
I really feel like you shouldn't, because that's your mom on the table. I just do not recommend it. And I was like, I was like, you know what? I feel like Cal.
Yeah.
I feel like Cal knows what he's talking about.
Yes.
As much as I think that like I could handle it, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna set this out. And he went back in multiple times, filmed everything. You know, she's done with the surgery after all that. I wake up, they're like, you want to see your mom? And I was like, I don't know if I want to see her. I was like, is she okay? They're like, yeah, she's good. She's just, you know, and obviously they're all so used to it. Like, you know,
yeah,
so many women get this done. It's so normal. And it's, you know, obviously she's good, but like I go in and see her and she like, you know, obviously very invasive surgery. And she's like just like hovering, like she's like
really shivering, like, or like shivering, yeah,
but she's not,
when you come out of anesthesia,
she's
you're
completely
like,
out of it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And I took one look at, like, hey mom. And like, she couldn't really communicate with me. I was just like, okay, I can't be here anymore. Like, just seeing her just done and all stitched up, I was like, even then I felt like I was about to pass. I was like, oh, okay. Cause if it was anybody else, I'd be fine. I was like, oh shit. Oh, cool.
Well,
like,
good
oh.
thing you didn't go. Cause you would have been like, all right, mom.
No. When I saw her after, I was like, oh, okay. Cal was like, I would have passed out, and not because of the blood, but because it's my mom.
Yeah.
And it was just like a really, really tough day, And it's crazy. Because my mom, like, she keeps repeating it now. She's just like, I can't believe people choose to do this. I'm like, I know you're going through so many emotions right now. It's so crazy. But like, there's so many ladies out there that like get this work done with good doctors, and like they look so good after. And like, that's like, my mom just wants to like, you know, look good. And I keep reminding her, like, hey mom, like, I know you look crazy right now. Oh, and I made a rule, no mirrors. I was like,
yeah, because
every like a lot of those patients, the first thing they want to do is see themselves.
Yeah.
And
it takes, even that when you get the bandages off after plastic surgery, even though when it's like fully healed,
yeah,
it's, you will look a little funny. I'll never forget when I was a kid and I had my ears pinned back.
Yeah.
And I remember the day they took the bandages off, and I remember, and they were like, look at it. I'm like, wow, it looks great. My mom, then we were driving home and she went into the post office, and I remember like looking at myself in like the driver's seat, the rear view like mirror. And I remember like starting to cry, because, well, when you get your ears done, you'll look like a fish, because it needs to fully heal. It needs to grow back in everything. Like, it needs to settle. And I was worried that's what I was stuck with.
Yeah.
So also just know, when you get those bandages off, even when it's healed, there's still growth and healing that needs to happen. You look still funny. You're still swollen and stuff. So,
and we were, and I made sure, I mean, dude, a month before, we were talking to each other every day over the phone. We're doing so much research on just every different type of healing process, different types of ladies getting it done, different ages. There's girls in their fucking late 20s getting facelifts already. Like, it's crazy. I was like, mom, there are like,
this happens all the time.
But we were like, let's go through every single type of person getting this type of surgery done to see the best healing processes and the worst. And what we saw on most of them is that even the worst day, the first 3 days of post-op, as scary as they look, when it's fully healed,
it's better. Like, you couldn't even tell.
It's magic. And it was a constant reminder. It was like, mom,
temporary.
Mom,
this is
like,
temporary.
Mom, you could look like, I mean, I showed an example. I was like, mom, you could look this bad after, but look how good she looks after. You really have to trust the process.
Yeah. Trust it. So she's going through that kind of still right now.
She's on day two. Today and tomorrow will be the worst with pain. She was telling me that it literally felt like a car was just sitting on top of her. Like, she was just so specific about that. And she kept on repeating. I was like, she's like, honey, I deliver twins, and I would rather deliver twins multiple times.
Yes.
Than to be doing this.
You wrecked, because your face,
my mom,
has been wrecked.
Yeah, and my mom has a really, really high pain tolerance.
Yeah.
She's a firefighter. She is used to it. She's seen it all. And like, seeing her in that state, I was like, holy shit. This is hurting for her.
Was she better today than yesterday?
When she delivered my little brother and sister, the twins, she, after she delivered, her blood, she felt weird. She felt like her blood pressure was going low. And again, she's a paramedic, so she's like, she knows like what happens in her own body. She felt her blood pressure going low, and she said something to the doctor when she was in there. And they're like, no, it's fine. You're just blah, blah, blah. And she's like, no, like, I feel like I know what I'm feeling. And they're like, no. And then immediately she's fading out, and all of a sudden she hears like they call for the crash cart. I think that's what it's called, the crash cart. And they like she's just fuzzy and wakes up, and like her blood pressure went so low where she was about to die.
Oh my.
And that was with the twins.
Yes. And my mom caught it. She could have died if she never called it to them, which is why I'm like, wow, it's crazy that like that's so like imagine it was somebody else that wasn't my mom that does not know what your body's going through like that. But anyways, so she has a big fear of like her blood pressure going low. So that medication, Xanax, Vicodin, or
yeah, it's a painkiller.
They bring your low blood pressure low. It's supposed to, because it's supposed to relax you. But like my mom is like, I do not want my blood pressure going low. And so she's been like kind of fucking, so while patients are taking like two fucking Xanax, she's been taking like a half and like in a long period of time. And I'm like, mom, you really need to take this.
Stick to the regimen of what they prescribe.
This is why you're hurting so bad. You have to take, and also the more, like if you're not taking this type of relaxants, you're going to swell more, which is going to cause problems with this. And like, I was like, mom, trust me, you do not want to have to go back on that fucking table because you've swole too much. And now they have to go, mom, you got to take the medication that they give you. As scared as you are from that one situation, I was like, mom, I think you're fine. You just like, you really have to take your medication. So that's where we're at right now. This was today. I think she's graduated to like actually taking the full pill, which is good. And, where I took her, there's this place called Prestige, like an aftercare center. They've been amazing. They've been so sweet.
Oh, good.
I've also stayed with her too. I stayed with her that night. Thank God I did, because she was up all night and I had to like feed her water. Very little. Wow. Like it literally drops of water because she can't like swallow. So I was so glad because I wasn't sure if I should go because I didn't want to like impose on the actual care
of what they need.
I don't know if I could just also be there while my mom, like I didn't know if I could communicate with her, and that would kill me. Because I just don't know what she's saying.
Yeah.
And I think that would just like make me go crazy. Not because like annoyed. It's more just like,
you would feel bad. I would just like, you're panic. Just like, yeah, I can't help you.
And almost. I knew that the staff would take good care of her. And I was like, maybe it's best that I'm just not there. But I was able to communicate with her. Thank God that night. And I was able to do anything that she asked, which is so good. Thank God. But yeah, today was day two.
How many more days did she have under your care? Is this going to be like a whole month?
No. This is actually just 4 days.
4 days.
Yes,
okay.
Because the first 3 days are the worst. Right. It's just like.
But then she's going back to Florida, or she's staying with you for?
No. She stayed. She has to fully heal. It takes like 4 to 6 weeks for the swelling to go down. She can't be like flying.
No. That makes sense. Okay.
So we already planned that out. We already knew she was staying with us. But yes, the swelling is so. That, I mean, I can show you. I will not show it here yet until she's fully recovered, because I can show you if you want. But it's crazy. It's like it's crazy seeing someone that you've known for your entire life.
Yeah.
Look like just
they have
look,
been in a car
just
accident.
Look like a different person. I know. Like my mom legitimately like legit avatar. Just like she is just like in a movie. It's so crazy to see. And like. And like when you see something like that, you're just like, oh my God, like what if she does not it's scary. It's just like really scary, but you know that there's a whole world of professionals that know exactly what they're doing, and this is all they do. And it's just like
compared to what I've seen online of like other people posting their stuff, she looks so much better already after day one than a lot that I've seen. So like,
yeah,
like you were telling me like, oh, like, you know, it's intense.
Yeah.
It was nowhere near what I thought it was going to be when you were telling me about it.
Yeah. And it's also because if my mom was getting this done in Florida, I wouldn't even think twice.
Like I look back.
I'd be like, she's getting her nose out. Like, yeah.
You were swollen for the transplant. Zane, your head was like three times as wide as it.
I was bad. And you know what's crazy? I even went to record. Isn't that crazy? What the fuck was I thinking? I was like, let's record. This is funny.
That was crazy.
But. Yeah, and I nothing compared to what she's going through right now, but I brought up to her my hair transplant. I was like, mom, I was so scared to get that hair transplant surgery because it was just the first thing ever getting done cosmetically. And that first day, mom, I looked like an owl. I was hurting. I felt like this was never going to heal. I thought my hairs were never going to come in because it's such a long process. It takes a year for your hairs to fully come in. So sitting there month two, month three, you look like shit. Mm-hmm. You're sitting there like, I look like,
you start
like
regretting
a fucking
it. You're
bird.
Like, what was I doing?
I look ugly. I look worse than before. And it's just like this guilt that you, that's surpassing your system. My mom and I made sure this was like yesterday. I was like, hey mom, do you want to hear the emotional timeline that like everybody in your position goes through? She's like, please do. And I told her, it was like that for those first, the first week is going to be like a, uh-oh, what the fuck did I do?
Yeah.
Right. Even when, even like when you start feeling better, it's swelling's going down. You still have that like
remorse
panic,
of
the
it.
Guilt.
Yeah. You're like, what did I,
and then it was like weeks 3 to 4, you're just like, okay, wait, I like, I think I see it. Mm-hmm. And then it was like 6 to 7 weeks. It was just like, okay, wait, I see the vision. It was, there was 4 different timelines. And it was like after, it was after, like, it was like 3 to 4 months. It was like, so worth it. That was the timeline. And I kept reminding him, like, mom, you are right now, you are in
like, the very beginning.
You are just hate, like, you are like regretting it. Cause she was even saying like, if I knew it was going to be this much pain, I wouldn't have got, because normally people don't do a nose job, facelift, everything at the same time. She did it at the same time, which is a lot.
Yeah, she got the triple threat.
And then to not she's swollen take on like, her the neck. Pain medication, probably. Yeah.
She's swollen on her neck, her ears, her eyes. Because she got, because my mom was like sunken a little bit, like over here. Because, you know, she works out, so she's thin. She's like, looks like sunken in. So they put like fat from her own set to like give her like a
some fuller face,
look,
yeah.
Fuller youthful look. So she's just experiencing so much, just, and she kept telling me like, Zane, I wouldn't have done this if I knew it was going to be this much. I was like, but mom, and that, I think that's the reason
too, though. That, like, that's,
yeah,
like,
and I was
your
like,
own,
mom,
like,
that's probably, that's the reason, like, that's probably the reason why they don't like really push it on you. Like, it's going to be painful. It's going to be painful. It's because then people don't go through it. And then they regret it later in life. Like, oh, I should have just stuck with it. And it's like, knowing my mom, if she knew this and decided to back out, I know, because I know she would have regretted it. She'd have been like, what the fuck was I thinking? Like, I regret it so much. Mm-hmm. Just like her LASIK. She regretted it waiting so long. I was like, this, because I was like, mom, I know you are. You're not going to regret this. Just like,
yeah,
just do what your heart tells you and you're going to look amazing. But yeah, my mom's post-op day 2. She's doing great. Healthy, but like she's getting there. She's good. Getting there. And I'll keep you guys updated.
We'll
in a
send
week.
All the best healing vibes. Go
thank,
away.
Thank
and
you
our
so
audience
much.
As well.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
She's
but
got
yeah.
this. I'm so excited to hear more updates.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know it's like weird. It's like cosmetic talk. It's not, you know.
Nothing like it's, serious. It's yeah.
Yeah.
But
and it's not like, you know, I know it's not super relatable, but like, you know, it was just, it was like a great opportunity. And with one of the best doctors, Dr. Kavami, and like, and my mom really wanted it. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this for her. And I'm going to like, I mean, I'll make videos for like just to show. And you know how I love being transparent. With my hair transplant, when I got the hair transplant surgery, I really wanted every guy in the world that was curious to see if they wanted. I wanted them to see that video. And that's kind of like with this too. It's just kind of like, look, if you're interested and you can afford it, here you go. My mom did it. Here you go. My mom really wanted to do it. So
absolutely.
All right. Well, yeah. Thank you for the healing vibes. Thank you, everybody in the comments. If you wish her luck, thank
say
you.
Say we love you, Sherry.
We love you, Sherry. We love you, mama. All right. That was my show. That was my show and tell.
Ready to
thank nice. For sharing.
You want to you want to jump into the unwind?
Let's do
sure,
it.
Let's do it.
All right. And if you don't know what the unwind is, we'll check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We keep these cameras rolling and you get an extended cut of every single podcast episode. We call it the unwind. And then also we do a live Q&A every month, a bonus episode every single month. Again, all on patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
We post these episodes every Monday, audio form on all podcast platforms, and every Tuesday, video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
All right, Omar, we'll see you in a second, baby.
Toodaloo.
Peace and blessings. Thank you.
Ta-ta.